From the upper Midwest to New York's Finger Lakes, Pennsylvania's fracking industry has a long reach. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsoppel. A new play about fracking in Pennsylvania puts a sense of place center stage. Playwright Paul Cruz says his work, Driftless, is rooted in geography and geology.
I did not know before 2 years ago that the sand that I walked on as a kid is being dug up, brought to western Pennsylvania, and injected into the ground to extract natural gas.
He's talking about what's known as the Driftless Area in western Wisconsin, eastern Minnesota, and northern Iowa, where frack sand is sourced. At a scene on the beach, character St. Barbara, patron saint of explosions, uses another character's sandcastle to explain the process.
A typical frack sand mining operation begins with removal of vegetation and topsoil.
St. Barbara destroys a little bit of St. Peter's sandcastle.
What are you doing?
In some cases, explosive charges may be used to break the sandstone into smaller chunks.
You're ruining it!
That's Paul Cruz and collaborators Nicole Shiro and Adil Mansour of Hatch Arts Collective, acting out the parts. Cruz says writing these religious figures as characters comes from another personal connection, a family history with activism and the Catholic worker movement. He says watching the saints wrestle with the environmental and health impacts of the oil and gas industry on stage can be cathartic.
People turn to their deepest beliefs often when you're confronted with something this large.
The play Driftless premieres in Pittsburgh on August 11th. And there's more at our website, AlleghenyFront.org. Sometimes there's just more natural gas being produced than people need, so energy companies store it. There are over 400 underground storage facilities in the U.S. in places like old oil wells and depleted aquifers. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant recently visited New York's Finger Lakes, where Crestwood Energy is in a long-term standoff over its plans to store gas and propane from Pennsylvania in a salt cavern.
Driving around Seneca Lake, evidence of industry is everywhere.
You have to try our rosé.
The wine industry, that is.
My name is Lou Damiani. I'm co-owner of Damiani Wine Cellars here on beautiful Seneca Lake.
The Finger Lakes wine industry has blossomed in recent years. It's part of a $3 billion a year tourism industry. Looking out the tasting room window over the grapevines, Damiani points across the lake to the U.S. salt plant. That's where Crestwood Energy wants to store fracked fuels in the underground salt caverns.
We're fighting this because it is not good for this area.
Damiani and others are concerned it will impact traffic, public safety, and water quality. Crestwood, which now owns U.S. Salt, declined an interview for this story. The company already stores natural gas here, but has applications with the New York Department of Environmental Conservation to expand that capacity and also to store propane and butane in the salt caverns.
We are Seneca Lake! We are Seneca Lake!
More than 600 people have been arrested protesting Crestwood's storage plans. The DEC found last year that opponents have not provided adequate proof to back up their concerns, although it has not given final approvals for the project. Governor Andrew Cuomo banned fracking in New York a couple of years ago. Crestwood and the community are awaiting the state's decision. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.
And with the Allegheny Front Environment Update, I'm Carol Holsoppel.